Question 97. What was it that ye discussed among yourselves? Mark 9:33. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? When we get a little time to ourselves, our thoughts can go in directions that we're not proud of, though we may pursue them enthusiastically. It was just such a time for the disciples of Christ. The Lord Jesus noticed a dispute among them. We can only surmise that Jesus was not near enough to hear, but was close enough to see that the discussion was lively and emotional. This must have been a high time of the ministry. The disciples were convinced that the kingdom which Jesus had come to establish was near at hand. They thought it would only be a matter of days or weeks now, and Messiah would reign. Who'll be his right-hand man? Who'll be his second in command? They wondered and soon began to claim for themselves these positions and powers that would soon be bestowed. The discussion turned lively and then became a debate. The debate soon escalated into a dispute, and as they looked over their shoulder to see who could hear and see them, a glance from the Savior quelled the furor. Later that evening the Lord asked, What was it ye disputed among yourselves, by the way? They were ashamed to answer, because the subject of the argument was power, and its fuel was selfishness. It was about to be made clear that seats and power in this kingdom are not seized by the ambitious, nor grabbed up by the greedy. The disciples must have been astonished to hear that even the Lord Jesus himself did not have the authority to grant their desires. Instead, they heard the paradoxical advice to put down ambition, strive to be less in order to be more, to seek servitude in order to mastery. We only become self-centered when we spend time away from the Savior. Apart from Him, we become convinced of our worth and value to the kingdom. We wonder how God got along without us before we were born. Sometimes we become very much as Elijah was when he claimed to be the only one who was serving God. After which, God made it clear that there were many who had not bowed their knees to Baal. Nevertheless, it was when he ran from Jezebel and hid in the cave that he felt sorry for himself. It's when we withdraw from the battle that we nurse our wounds and dream of the medals we deserve. The worker in the vineyard wondered if they should receive more than they agreed, because their plight and toil was even harder to bear when compared to the laborers that were paid the same wage. Pity, comparisons, distractions, and selfishness will conjure thoughts and evoke conversations of which one will be ashamed upon revisiting the Lord that evening. One of the great objections that people who try meditative or silent worship have is the initial discomfort, the racing of the mind to defocus from the objective. This initial clearing or centering is a time of inquisition from the Lord. As we approach Him, after having gone our way for a time, He quizzes us on our recent thoughts and wonders, What is it that ye discussed among yourselves? We may hear within us a voice saying, Catch me up on your thoughts and discussions. Ashamed of our recent worries and selfish desires of the day, we may choose rather to be quiet and take what's coming. We excuse our busyness by virtue of the fact that we're living in the 21st century. We complain about life being so hurried. We complain so that we can hide the truth, that we really appreciate the fact that we cannot stop long enough to hear the Lord ask us questions that we do not want to answer. In many cases, we, and no other, have made our life so cluttered, so busy, so noisy, that we fall into bed at night and wake to an alarm the next day. No time for quiet, no time for thought, no time to listen. We deceive ourselves into thinking that our schedules are not of our own making. We deceive ourselves into believing that we're all right, that we're in no need of repentance. We've forgotten the true condition of the man in the mirror and deceived ourselves. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Our lives of desperation call us away from our Master. We tend to seek out a comfortable level of devotion that demands nothing of us. We engage only meditations that offer no comparison to perfection, and conversations with Christ that make no case for conformity to any standards of law. Entertainment, mindless hobbies, reading of novels, and time-wasting endeavors are employed to take our minds from the convicting spirit who haunts us to make changes, to forgive grudges, to cleanse our way and become more like Christ. We grow tired of correction, weary of conviction, and seek out other methods, new and exciting ways, or altogether take a vacation from Christ by laying down our studies, meditation, or Bible reading. When we stay to ourselves, we come up with silly ideas, dubious doctrines, and we get off track. We argue and dispute our position with others who are backsliders as well. We confuse others and ourselves, and eventually, after disaster has been firmly established, we find need to return to the Christ who has the words of life. When we return to Christ, after spending time away from Him, we find Him fully aware of our diversion and stupidity. Wondering again what silly thing we've amused ourselves with, He asks, "What was it ye discussed among yourselves?"